You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Super excited that you're here. If you are an OG and you keep on coming back and you keep listening and expanding and growing and learning and all of that great stuff, thanks for coming back. Thanks for being you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking these conversations, these tips, these tools, and bringing them into your life to create such a magical life for yourself. I appreciate every single one of you, and I know I say this every episode, but I really fucking do. You guys make this so easy for me. I love doing this podcast. I love having this opportunity to connect with other light workers and listen to their stories and listen to all of the lessons that they have learned and sharing all of this amazing value. Like, this is like my dream job. So I appreciate you guys tuning in and listening and just being here. Thank you. You guys are making my dream come true. And if you do have a minute, if this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you tools and tips and tricks that are helping you along your spiritual path, I would be eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes and write a 5-star review, because those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it, to the people that are waking up, to the people that are wanting something more out of their lives. And before you go ahead and submit that review, make sure that you send it over to me at hello@ericarusso.co. No M, it was taken, unfortunately. And I'm going to send you my soul alignment activation as a gift, just because thank you. Thank you for helping me out and just for everything. Like, I really am so eternally grateful for each and every one of you guys. So now that that is out of the way, oh my God, there's so much going on. I am preparing for the next round of the Aligned Light Academy. And this one, I did a lot of tweaking. I added a lot of stuff. And oh boy, guys, this round is going to be intense. It is going to be a lot of work. It's going to be a lot of powerful transformation. It's going to be a lot of aha moments. Like, the Aligned Light Academy is going to make you step outside of your comfort zone and put you in a place of growth. And I am just really excited for it. I mean, there's going to be a lot there for you if this is something that you decide to, like, oh my God, it's going to be crazy. I'm so excited for it. But I'm going to talk about that in a different episode closer to when the cart opens. So anyway, right? Oh, so this episode has been in the back of my mind for a while, and it's always come up in conversation within the past couple of months with Hannah, who is our resident astrologist. You know her, you listen to her, you love her. She gives us all of the dirty details of what's going on astrologically each month for us. And we just decided to bite the bullet and press record and talk about some controversial topics within the spiritual community, right? We felt really guided to have this conversation and to talk about this stuff openly because we want you guys to be educated. We don't want you guys to be taken advantage of. We want you guys to have all the knowledge necessary to make the best choices for you and for your path. And, you know, we talked about some things that a lot of people have asked me on social media, like my, you know, a lot of questions regarding some topics. And I just felt it was time for me to address these in this kind of format because I wanted Hannah's opinion as well, because she does a great job at talking about things in a way that makes sense, that gives you the information that you need, right? So, you know, in this episode, we talked about fear-mongering and generational psychic mediums and how healers don't heal. And I know that that sounds crazy because it's like, Erica, you claim to be a healer. I am a healer. And you're most likely a healer too. But the thing with healing is what I have learned and what Hannah has learned and what most of us healers can probably say is that we don't do the healing. We open up doors. We create space. We allow you to heal yourself. That's what healers do. We shouldn't be claiming that we are healing anybody. And that, you know, I'm going to just let you listen to the conversation with that one. And we talked about other stuff. And it was a really, really great informational conversation. And I'm really glad that we had it because, you know, I don't want you guys to be misinformed. I want you guys to know my opinion because this is clearly my opinion. Everybody has a different opinion. Everybody looks through life through different lenses. But, you know, we have to learn, especially when it comes to the spiritual community. Spirituality is a trend. Let's just be fucking real about that. Okay. I am aware of it. Other, you know, anybody who's a spiritual business owner is very much aware that spirituality now has really been trendy. Right? People are grabbing crystals and talking about higher selves and the secret and the manifestation and the law of attraction and stuff. And, you know, it's great to see people opening up, but I'm here to tell you that living this spiritual path isn't all rainbows, butterflies, manifestation, law of attraction, and all that good shit. It's not. It requires deep, intense healing. It requires you to look at yourself and the aspects of yourself that you don't want to look at. It's not all rainbows. It is very healing and it's very light and dark all at the same time. And maybe I'm being a negative Nancy of the spiritual community, but I don't give a fuck because I'm telling you the truth. It really isn't. It requires you to do a lot of transformation. It requires you to see things in a much different perspective. And that's what I am giving you guys. I realized that there are a lot of wonderful podcasts out there that are spirituality based, that talk about manifestation and crystals and everything. And that's amazing. And, you know, very much needed in this time in society. But for me, I'm okay with being the Jeffree Star of the spiritual community. I'm going to tell you like I see it. I'm not going to sugarcoat things. I'm going to be fucking real about it. And if you get triggered by it, and if you don't like me, and if our vibrations aren't meeting, that's cool, man. That's all good. But I feel like I can talk about this stuff and I can be honest about it and still sleep at night, even if it offends people, because that's what I feel like I have to do. So enjoy this episode. If you enjoy this episode, if it brings a lot of value to you, if it's like, if you're sitting there like, oh my God, yes, thank God someone's fucking having this conversation right now, please tag me, tag Hannah on Instagram. She is at Divine Sky Mystic. I am Erica W. Russo on Instagram, and tell us your takeaways. Tell us what you feel about it. We want to talk to you guys. We want to connect with you guys. We want to know if these are the kind of conversations that you want to be listening to. So I love you guys. I hope everyone's doing well. Enjoy this episode and I will see you soon. Okay, guys, this show has been a long time coming. It has been on the back burner for a while now, but me and my good friend Hannah here, we've been seeing a lot on social media and we want to talk about it because it's a lot of things aren't sitting with me and well, and I don't know. I think after this, I just don't give a shit anymore. So Hannah, thank you for coming.
Hold on, let me grab my protection, all of my oils and my crystals.
Right. I think, yes, I'm calling in extra protection now because I'm just, yes, Archangel Michael, please protect us because we're just about to say some stuff that might be controversial. And frankly, it just has to be said because we're looking out for you guys, our listeners, the people that are, you know, gaining insight, learning to trust their intuition and listening to this podcast. So Hannah, thank you so much for coming on. There, we have a list of things that we want to talk about. So the first thing let's talk about is I've gotten tagged a lot in people on TikTok claiming to be psychic activators. Okay.
Yeah. I've seen this stuff too.
Yeah. Hannah has seen this as well. Where basically they say that they've had this gift where they can tell you your gifts. And then if you share, follow, and comment or whatever, that they'll tell you your gifts. Okay. What do you think about that, Hannah?
Here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. Most of you, if you are already on this journey, if you're on the spiritual path, if you are starting to get like downloads, intuitive hits, you're already kind of aware of how you're receiving that information. So in my opinion, you're doing yourself a disservice by seeking external validation of someone to tell you what or how you perceive information from the universe. Why would you need someone else to do that for you? And the truth is, if you were to have a session with Erica, or if you were to have a session with me, I would be able to probably tap into your energy and figure out your dominant clairs pretty quickly. However, you're bypassing a beautiful opportunity to strengthen your own confidence, to strengthen your own intuitive channel, to be able to develop your relationship with your spiritual team, with your guides and your angels and the universe. So to me, someone that is posturing saying that they can activate your psychic gifts is taking advantage of a situation where you guys can do this yourself. You likely already know what your dominant clairs are. And there's nothing any more special about someone claiming to be able to do that for you or for you to be able to do it yourself. It's,
Yeah. Yeah. And just, oh my God. I'm just like I was just blown away at like what people will say. You know, it's like comment, like, and follow, and then I'll tell you your gifts. Are you fucking kidding me? Guys, use your own intuition. Use your own, go with how you feel. Okay. If someone's coming on your For You page or you check them out on Instagram or anything like that, and they're claiming to do this thing, check in with yourself. You have these gifts. We all have these gifts. And like Hannah said, yes, I'm pretty good at tapping in and seeing where exactly what kind of person you are. If you're an emotionally based person, a mental, a physical based person, if you are an empath, that's pretty easy to tap into, honestly. But this is something that just, you don't need anybody telling you your gifts. The whole point of it is going within and trusting exactly what you are receiving. We have to learn how to unlearn everything that we learned. That's how you go and live intuitively, I believe, is just realizing that all of these things that we tell ourselves, all the stories that we say, everything that we've learned, that we've been programmed to think about and be rational and be logical. You know, the magic doesn't happen in the logical mind. It happens in the imagination. And what's that quote from Einstein? It's like the logical mind is a faithful servant, and the something, you know what quote I'm talking about, right? I should have had it on me. But, you know, just go within. Like, seriously, if you are spiritually sensitive, I think anybody who is doing this kind of work has the ability to see what your strengths are. Okay. But it shouldn't be about that. It should be about what you know that your strengths are.
Right.
You know?
And I also feel like people that are saying that they can activate your gifts already activated, girl. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like you, whether you have been aware of it since you were a child, if you grew up being sensitive and seeing things, hearing things, sensing things, or you've had a shift later in life. I mean, that's part of your story. That's mm-hmm. part of your awakening. And that is for you to claim, you know, that is all about your experience. So I look at it as like, you're missing out on a beautiful chapter of your own spiritual path, of your own awakening journey mm-hmm. that you're letting someone else write in the pages for you. You should be mm-hmm. the one to write that stuff down. Right. And there's nothing, just because they claim to be able to activate or figure out what your gifts are, doesn't make them any more special than you.
Right. Yeah. I just see a lot, like, I don't know, like I've been tagged a couple of times and I don't say anything. I'm not one. I don't like that stuff, but mm-hmm. it's been getting so bad and I've been seeing it more and more on my For You page that I'm just like, yeah. This needs to be spoken about because I'm sure other people are seeing it. And then like I had one that popped in and, you know, she says she knows what your gifts are or whatever. And then it was like, I'll tell you your gifts, follow, like, and comment. Guys, that's your first indication that this is a crock of shit.
Run.
Yeah. Like run. Like seriously. But yeah, that was something that I wanted to talk about because someone asked me that and I'm going to just say it. So another thing that we wanted to talk about, and this is another controversial topic, but I mean, we're already jumping into the deep end, is the concept of healer's healing. And this is what we have to say. Healers don't heal.
Yeah.
What do we do? Like, I feel like we just kind of do our own healing and then we kind of open the door for you to do your own healing.
Yeah. That's the paradox of healing, that as light workers, our job is to not to take credit for healing someone. Our role is to facilitate healing, to help illuminate the tools, to help illuminate the areas that need to be worked on. And there's so many beautiful ways that different kinds of healers can do that, whether you see a Reiki practitioner or a psychic medium or a breathwork facilitator. There's so many incredible ways to be able to support your healing journey. But we as lightworkers should not be taking credit for any healing that has occurred. And the reason for that is, when we work as a healer, we are coming from a place where we are truly ready to help others with respect and compassion. And we should never be offering healing in order to meet our own needs for power or for clout or recognition or emotional gratification of any kind. That is like so, so, so important. If I had a highlighter, I would be highlighting that right now. We as healers do not heal other people. We should not be taking credit for the work that they're doing. And we shouldn't be doing it because it gives us power or it gives us, makes us feel like we have a leg up on someone else. You know, a good healer is someone who has a shared intention with their client to heal, grow, and understand. And I can tell you from my own experience and just working with Erica, because Erica has been my mentor, guys, and I'm sure Erica can say the same, that when you work with someone, either in a mentoring capacity or as a client with a healer, the person that is mentoring you or is doing, is facilitating the healing, they're learning just as much about themselves and their ability and their role and their own areas that they need to be working on as they are helping you. And as healers, we empower our clients by offering support and guidance without taking away their dignity or free will to make their own choices. We're not forcing anyone to do anything. We simply offer the information that was asked, and it's up to them, our clients, to do with it that as they feel ready for. So I think it's really, really important to understand that that we don't, we're not doing the actual work, right? You guys are doing the work.
Yeah. Honestly, I really like, I do not, anytime I do a breathwork session or anything along those lines and they express gratitude or anything, I really don't, I feel uncomfortable taking credit for it because all I did was open the door. That's all I did. I just opened the door. Mm-hmm. You're the one that showed up for yourself. You're the one that showed up for your soul, for your healing. You set the intention to heal. You set the intention to sit with yourself and sit with your shadow. I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. I didn't do the hard work. I just kind of led you down the hallway. And there's a lot of healers out there that market themselves as healing others. Okay. Right. They're healing others. They're taking the credit for someone else's healing. And that's not really cool.
Nope.
That's not cool at all, because only people that are on the healing journey and that sit with themselves and are able to process their emotions and really grow know how hard it is to do that. It does not, this is not for the faint of heart, guys. This healing journey, being a healer, and I loved how Hannah was just like, when you're being a healer to somebody else, you are definitely like 5,000%. You are learning things about yourself. You are becoming a better healer yourself, but you're also healing in the process. Like, mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times that we've had a circle and something came up or I don't know, like something in the air that day and something came up for me where it's like, ooh, okay. Yeah, no, definitely need to heal that. I definitely need to, like, you know, sit with that. It really is truly like, don't take credit. And another thing that I want to talk about, because everyone, you know, is like, well, what is a healer? What exactly mm-hmm. is a healer? I feel as though healers are a very broad term, right? I have met healers. I don't think I ever told you this story, but one of the most healing people I have ever met in my whole life was the NICU nurse when I had my second son. She was just, I really truly feel like she was an earth angel, because she was just one of the kindest, most loving souls and exactly what I needed at that time in my life. And I feel like healers can be anybody. It can be a nurse. It can be a therapist. It can be a coach. It can be a medium. It could just be a good friend. Anybody who allows you to open up and to get those pieces of the puzzle, of your puzzle, and just allow healing for you and just give you space and time, it's a healer. They're a healer.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be quote unquote spiritual to be a healer.
Yep.
You know, but
yeah, I think that that's so true. And like you said, it is such a broad term, but for those people that do identify themselves as a healer or a light worker, the ones that are really aligned with the highest intentions, they're conveying energy and information that their clients or their mentorees or whoever they're working with can use to begin to facilitate their own healing, right? We give, we as light workers, we give an expansive view. We're a conduit, right? We're a vessel for spirit, for divine wisdom. But the healing occurs when you, the client, you, the singular person, take responsibility for the changes, or the changes to make healing happen. That's what it is. And, you know, like we're talking about, there's so many times where I've had a session with a client, it's been incredible. And, you know, after we've wrapped the session, I will have noticed that perhaps one of the topics or something that came up from their reading triggered something in me as a, you know, and I know very much that spirit connected me with this person for many reasons, but part of it was also to light something up in me, to highlight an area that I need to be healing or that I haven't been taking responsibility for. So it goes both ways. I mean, I think it's so important for people to understand that light workers, we're not perfect. We're not healed. We're not at this place of complete enlightenment. We're still human, right? Right. So don't look at, you know, if you out there are looking to work with someone, don't put them up, don't put this psychic medium or this energy practitioner or whoever it is that you are seeking to work with, don't put them up in a pedestal as if they are in a better place than you are, right? Mm-hmm. Healing is not linear at all, right? And right. There's so many circles that I have come full loop with when it's come to particular topics, like karmic topics that continue to come up in my life, difficult relationships that have been hard to cut cords with, whatever it is, we're all in this together. It's really just as light workers, we've just either made this a profession and we've, you know, taken workshops and have expanded our knowledge and our, I don't want to say ability, but our connection, you know, like our tool belt has been expanded a little bit more, but we're still all, you know, doing the work together. And, yeah, I just think it's important to know that we serve as a conduit, as a vessel for that energy to flow through us, but it does not come from us.
Yeah.
So for all of the healers out there, quote unquote, or these light workers that are like complaining about how exhausted they are. Yes, it is exhausting from a human standpoint to work through emotional topics with people. That part is exhausting. But if a healer is claiming that they're taking their own energy and putting it out to heal someone else, no.
Yeah.
No.
And this is like a great kind of transition because we also wanted to talk about healers or psychic mediums, whatever, or readers or whatever, and doing their own healing. Okay. There are a lot of people that, there's a lot of people. See, I'm like tongue-tied right now, but there's a lot of people that maybe have known about their spiritual gifts since they were born. Maybe it's a generational thing. Maybe their soul family have always remembered about these gifts that they have. Okay. Just because you are a generational psychic medium doesn't necessarily mean that you have been on the healer's journey.
Yep.
Simple as that. I don't care. Like, there are a lot of people that are like, you know, something generational psychic medium, blah, 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 blah. Good for you. I don't care about that. I couldn't give a shit less how many of your generations remember this gift. I really don't, because at the end of the day, this gift is within all of us, first off. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I didn't know about this gift. My mom's not a psychic medium. My sister's not a psychic medium. My grandmother's definitely not a psychic medium, but I am. And I'm proud to say that I am, but I'm not a generational psychic medium by any means. All that says when they say that they're a generational psychic medium is that they are part of a soul family that maybe has a contract where they remember. That's it. That doesn't mean that they are a light worker. That doesn't mean that they are a healer. That doesn't mean that they don't have their own shit that they have to heal. Okay. That's all that means, period. So don't think that you need to be a generational psychic medium in order to do this work, because that's just crazy. You can go to your local Barnes and Noble like I did. Like, do you want to know how I activated my gifts, guys? This is how I activated it. No, and I'm being dead serious. I started meditating, right? Every single day, just to help my own monkey mind and just peace of mind. Spirit started showing up. I went to Barnes and Noble. I went to the New Age spiritual place, the tiny little place in the Barnes and Noble near me. And I got How to Develop Your Psychic Skills by, I think her name was Eden Hoffman or something like that. I'll have it in the show notes. I read the book and I started developing, and that's how I activated my psychic senses. And then I found courses and I kept on learning and growing and everything. But you do not need anybody to tell you that you are psychic or an empath or anything like that, because you probably already know. Okay. There's so many great tools and resources out there that will give you an indication. Maybe you are a highly sensitive person. Maybe you're an empath. Maybe you are a natural born healer, but do not give your power away. Don't give your power away. I think this whole journey, this healer's journey, this light work journey, this spiritual journey, whatever the fuck you want to call this journey, I think the biggest lesson for all of us is to take our power back.
Yep.
I feel like that is a lesson that's within all of us, to remember who we truly are at a soul level, that we are a soul having a human experience. And when we go to these readings and we have, you know, we go here and we go there and we try to find the answers and what our gifts are and everything like that, we're giving away our power little by little. Go within. Learn how to do it for yourself. And I promise you, just like Hannah said, when you get on this journey and you start developing your intuition and you find a spiritual development group or you find a mentor or any of that, you are missing out on so much magic. You really are. Like, I cannot tell you how many times, like, it's just amazing to watch somebody shock themselves and be like, yeah, holy shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. It really
yeah.
is.
It's oh, yeah.
incredible.
I remember the first time I showed up for Circle and Erica asked me to do like a read, so scared and so nervous. And I just, in that moment, just surrendered and, you know, got a bunch of hits. And every time that that's happened, like it increases my confidence in my intuitive gifts, but it also reminds myself how much power I have inside to get out of my ego, to get out of the left brain that tells me, no, you can't do that. No, that's not possible. No, someone else is can do it better than you. So every time I show up for myself and I let go of that fear, I'm reminded what I'm capable of doing, which is anything. And that's the same for you guys. If you let someone else dictate, if you let someone else write your own story, tell you what you can and can't do, including your psychic gifts. Listen, and most people have predominant clairs, right? The ones that are the most natural and easy for us to tap into. That doesn't mean that you can't still develop those other ones. So right. Why would you listen to someone that says, oh, you're clairvoyant? Well, what about, you know, you can also be clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizant, right. All of those. You can, and you can develop those and strengthen right. them. So don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself by what someone else says. You are missing out on the incredible experience of self-validation. And that, from a collective standpoint, is something that, like, you see time and time again, not even just in the spiritual world, in the business world, in the world of relationships, right? We're constantly seeking, humans, to have someone tell us that we're good enough. We are constantly looking for someone else to tell us that we have made the mark, that we have met the bar where it is, that we are okay, right? That we've done the right thing, that we're worthy. And the reality is, the healing journey is going within and truly embracing an understanding that we are exactly where we need to be. We have everything that we need, and we are absolutely worthy of love and appreciation that comes from ourself. And for other people to acknowledge that in us, that's a bonus. But the real validation that we need is self-validation. And when it comes to like psychic gifts, if that's what you're working on developing, find a mentor who doesn't do the work for you. And that was something with Erica when we started working together. I remember.
What do you remember?
Yeah, it's me. And it's like, oh, yeah. It's like, oh, crap, I got to do this myself. But that's where the work happens, right? You don't want someone else to have to do it for you.
Right. It's this journey. It's, I'm not going to fucking sit here and tell you that it's easy. I am not going to tell you that it's easy. This journey, once you decide, that's the biggest thing. And that's another thing that I felt like I wanted to talk about in this episode too. It's been in the back of, it's been like kind of something that's been sitting in my mind for like the last week, where
what just happened?
I don't know.
Okay, and we're still recording, so I have to, okay. What just happened? That never happened before.
That's weird.
Oh my God.
What were you, spirit was censoring you. It must have been juicy.
I don't even think it was that bad. It was probably the nicest thing I'm going to say in this whole episode was there is a difference. So when it comes to meditation and everything like that, a lot of people are like, I wish I had the time, right? I wish I had the time for meditation. I wish there is such power in not trying to make the time, not trying to find the time, but deciding you're going to make the time, deciding that you are your own healer. You are a fucking intuitive badass. There is such power in deciding, you know, I saw something with Beyonce like a couple years ago, and it was something about like, you know, Beyonce didn't try. She didn't try to become Beyonce. She decided at a very young age that she was going to be Beyonce, just like J-Lo, just like so many other people. And it really is like, I realize that where it's like, we try to, you know, and we're always going to try, but there is such power in deciding. And right. Like I said before, this spiritual path, whether you are wanting to hone into your spiritual gifts, strengthen your mediumship, whatever the case may be, maybe you don't even want to do that. And that's totally fine. Maybe you're just listening because, you know, this is helping and giving you guidance and giving you the conversations that you need to hear. But this spiritual path it's worth it. That's all I can tell you. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be easy and it's going to be all rainbows and butterflies. When you are really truly walking on the true spiritual healing path, you're going to be uncomfortable. You're going to be tossed into situations and circumstances that you don't want to be in. You are going to have to surrender a fuck of a lot more than what you are used to. And that's
and to look at some relationships too that you may have to let go of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. But it's worth it. That's all I can tell you is like, there's going to be parts where you're not going to be all, it's going to freaking suck. You're going to cry. You're going to want to hug your inner child. You're going to want to scream at your parents. You're going to want to scream at yourself. You're going to want to feel all the human emotions. We have to feel all the human emotions first off. You know, that's another thing, spiritual bypassing, but that's another episode that we can totally get into.
That's the big one.
Yeah, that is a big one. And we just know that it's worth it. Okay. Just know that it's worth it, but it's not going to be easy. I mean, I think I think it was 2 weeks ago, I was fucking blubbering like a baby after a breathwork session, hugging myself because I needed nurturing. That's what it's like. That's what it is. It's about healing. It's about growth. It's about knowing that you have so much more power than you ever gave yourself credit for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah. So let's talk about fear mongering.
Yep.
We're just touching on all the lovey-dovey topics.
So I really think with 2020, with the pandemic, with COVID, there's a lot of unsettled feelings, right? We're all really unsure of like what back to school is going to look like for our kids. Maybe your work has been affected. Maybe you're high risk. You know, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things to be a little bit nervous about right now. Mm-hmm. However, I see a lot of psychics on social media that are perpetuating this fear. They're perpetuating the sense that something is so wrong, but they're not going to identify exactly what that is. And they're basically just causing more low vibration than trying to lift vibration, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, it is unsettled times. this year has been completely unprecedented. If you guys have listened to any of the previous astrological reports, we go through it month by month. I mean, it's just, it's been a tough year. It's, you know, for everybody, for different reasons. However, there is still so much good in the world. There's still amazing things that are occurring, changes that are happening, people that are waking up, hearts that are growing bigger. There's still so much beauty in the world, guys, and that is worth looking at. That is worth putting our energy towards and going to a place where we can see things, both the good and the bad, if you will, from a higher perspective. Because honestly, everything that happens to us is neutral. Everything that happens to us is neutral. We are the ones that put the label on it, whether it is positive or negative, if it's good or if it's bad. So it's not about bullshitting and looking at a situation and being like, oh, well, this doesn't feel good, but I'm going to pretend it's happy. It's not that at all. It's looking at it from an expanded perspective and saying, this is really difficult and I'm going to acknowledge that for what it is. And if there's work that I can do here, I'm going to do it. And also putting our perspective on areas of our life or parts of the world where like there is really incredible things happening that is also worthy of our time and our energy and our joy, right? And so I just think the psychics out there that are only perpetuating these low vibrational feelings are doing exactly the opposite of what, as lightworkers, we've set the intention to do, which is to lift people to a higher place and to help facilitate healing. What is the point of dropping a fear bomb if you're not going to give someone the tools of how to work through it? What point is that?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know.
I just feel like people are doing it to, I don't know, gain some kind of leverage as if they like know something or, right. You know, the reality is no one can predict the future 100%.
Right.
You know, we get downloads, we get psychic hits, we pick up on things, but no one knows what exactly is going to happen. So anyone that claims and feels the need to prove themselves like, oh, well, this has already happened and look back at what I tweeted about or like what I put on Instagram or whatever, mm-hmm. they're looking to have their ego be validated. That's all that is, right?
Right.
Coming from a healing standpoint as a lightworker and saying, I told you so, that is bullying, that is fear-mongering, that is looking to be recognized and validated from an ego standpoint. That mm-hmm. is not what, as lightworkers, we should be doing. It makes me so angry to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I ever, like, I don't do those things. Like, I don't do those forecasts or anything like that. First off, because I just, there's a lot of people that do it already. And mm-hmm. that's just not my thing. I'd rather sit with you one-on-one and connect with you and help you work through things and give you some validation and give you any messages that are from spirit. I don't need to sit there and tell you all of the impending doom that's going to happen. Like, I don't like doing that. I don't, it mm-hmm. makes me feel uncomfortable. But just please take everything with a grain of salt as well. That's the biggest thing. Like Hannah said, future events, right? Future events, they're tough. They're really tough because especially when there's more than one person involved, if it involves a company or more than one energetic vibration, anything can change. So the way I see it, and this is how I try to word it to my clients when I feel like I'm getting a future hit, is that with the vibration that you are giving off at this present moment, if you keep at this vibration, this will probably happen. But if you go and you change your life and you turn your life around for the good or the worse, that thing that I'm seeing in your 6 month or your 3 year future will probably change because it's all mm-hmm. energy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really,
I get the same thing.
Yeah.
Like when I read people's Akashic records, their master's teachers and loved ones always tell me that all energy is for the future is potential. It's mm-hmm. potential, right? We are given the gift of free will. Nothing is completely destined, set in stone, where we can't choose how we want to live our life. And so if one person makes one decision, it skews the energy. And from a collective standpoint, if things change so rapidly on a day-to-day basis, the potential for what could happen in the future can also change. So I think it's really important to understand that, like, we only see such a small, right? A small right. piece of the bigger puzzle. And everyone's perspective is going to see a different piece of that. And yes, there will be some areas that overlap, and that's where we see that, you know, those similar congruent messages, but no one has all of the answers. And for anyone that claims to know exactly what's going to happen and makes people feel bad for not believing them, it is wrong. Healers don't diminish anyone that is seeking guidance in any way. That's just
right.
It's just horrible, you know, and that means that light workers, quote unquote, who bully others, who fear monger or incite blame, they are only increasing suffering instead of alleviating it, instead of offering the tools for healing. Right. And that, you know, that energy is not really aligned with the highest intentions right. for anyone.
Right. I mean, unfortunately, I have had my own experience with people who claim to be light workers, and their actions do not by any means tell me that they are of the light, right? Mm-hmm. Like, by any means. So I think a big thing too is, like, this has been something that my grandfather ingrained in me from a very young age, and it's just always sat with me. And he told me, I was like 11 years old. And he said, if I can tell you anything, right? Because something was happening with the family and someone kind of screwed him over or whatever. And they were trying to get some reconciliation or whatever the case may be. And he told me, if there's anything that I've ever taught you, it's to remember that actions speak louder than words. How popular is that? You know what I mean? Like, how popular is that? We hear it all the time. It's been ingrained in us for many, many moons. And it's so true. Anyone can put psychic medium, intuitive, empath, healer into their Facebook profile, but it's the actions that they take that show you the kind of character that they have.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I agree.
Psychic medium, you could be a psychic medium and not be an actual light worker. Okay. Unfortunately, yes. It's good and bad that we all have access to these spiritual gifts, but we also have to realize that just because you have these spiritual gifts doesn't necessarily mean that you are of the light.
Yeah.
You have to trust your own judgment. Right.
Yeah. You can be a medium and still be an asshole.
Yeah. I've met him. Like,
you can be a psychic and still be selfish AF, you know, like,
right.
And that's not to say that the real light workers are perfect people. Nope. I have plenty of bad days. There are lots of things in my life that I've done that I wished I had done differently. There are days now being a mom, being a wife, where it's like, man, I regret what I said, or I should have done something different. You know, but when I am seeking the intention, when I have the intention, when I'm showing up as Hannah Kuhari, the psychic medium and astrologer, to work with someone, whether it's one-on-one or I'm putting my energy out there into the universe via the internet or social media or whatever it is, it's always for the intention of the greatest good for whoever I'm working with. It is never because I am trying to seek to be better than anybody else or to minimize anyone else's struggles or their trauma or to make it seem like I know better than them. Right? That's just not my intention. And you can feel that when you meet with people that's not their intention, that their intention is to to belittle or to bully or to try to posture themselves as better than someone else, or right. be a straight charlatan. And they know that they're not really, you know, right. An energy worker, and they're just bullshitting you because they want your money. It's pretty mm-hmm. easy to pick up on that. And yet there are still people that fall for it. And it's not those people's fault. I think it's just, you have to understand that there are good and bad people, not who they are as bad people, but they're making poor decisions coming from a place of selfishness, mm-hmm. Or from a place of unhealed trauma, and they're projecting it outwards.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And guys, I've met a bunch of psychic mediums. I've workshops and everything like that. And some of them are fucking assholes. Sorry, not sorry. I don't care anymore, because it's like, there are some people that are psychic mediums and they do this work for the greater good, but they're also human and they show up being authentically themselves, wanting to help, wanting to give clarity, to give guidance, but they're also on the human journey as well. And they're doing their own healing, and that's good. And for me personally, I don't like feeling uncomfortable near people. And there have been psychics that I went to that put themselves more on a pedestal to me, like even in workshops and everything like that, that they just kind of have this aura about them. And it's just like, oh honey, take a seat, because this is not, no. This does not, just because you're a medium, just because you're a psychic, doesn't mean that you are not a human and that you haven't fucked up in your life, because God only knows I have. And at least I'm honest mm-hmm. about it. You know, it's more of like the thing of like, I want being a psychic medium or an Akashic records reader or a spiritually sensitive person or whatever the case may be, I want it to be more mainstream. That's really what I want, because it's like, I want people to remember that I'm a human first and then I'm a psychic medium.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's not, don't put me on a pedestal. Don't. All I do is read energy. That's it. Whether it be a soul discarnated or your own auric field. And I just try to help. That's it. Period. And you have that same ability as well. Okay. And yeah. I just wanted to be more mainstream. Like, honestly, like back in centuries ago, mystics were just so normal. You know, it was so much more of a spiritual kind of life back in, you know, in Egyptian times and everything like that, where it was like, we were all mystic. We all believed in this stuff. We all believed in a higher purpose. And I'm hoping that with where we are in the world today, we're going to have a great shift. And I know it's going to happen, but it's like, we as psychic mediums shouldn't be penalized for our gifts. I can't tell you guys how many times a day I get a nasty ass comment from, you know, from someone quoting a Bible verse or anything, telling me that what I'm doing is wrong. And it's just like, you don't get it. You just don't get it anymore. This is, you know, why can't we just be kind? And it's so funny too, because in any spiritual text, the Bible, the Egyptian Book of the Dead, the Kabbalah, whatever the case may be, there's really one core lesson out of everything that is within those spiritual texts. And that's, do unto others as you want done to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And yet right. we still don't do that.
Yeah. I know, because we get caught up and we get hung up in the what we think are technicalities and who's really right and who's really wrong. When, you know, this notion of Christ consciousness is being able to see the light and love in everybody.
Right.
Even the people we don't want to, the people we don't want to find love and light in. It's there, guys. And that makes us uncomfortable, because if we have to acknowledge that the people that we don't like actually have light and love, and that we are all of the same, what does that say about us?
Right. And that's been a big lesson for me the past couple of years, is realizing that, like, you know, I talk about narcissism And obviously we're talking about this and everything, but I guess I've come to a place in my own awareness that it's like, at the end of the day, human Erica, muggle Erica, I cannot like people. I can, our energies can collide, and that's okay. Okay. Diversity is real and it's within every single one of us. But at the end of the day, I know that even if it's a narcissistic person, even if it's one of the most toxic people I've ever met, I know at a soul level that we all come from light. Maybe they're just so detached from it that they've made some really horrible mistakes in their life, but we all do come from the same place. And that to me, it's eye-opening, because it really is. We really are. We all come from Christ consciousness. We are all God. We are all one in the same. And we just have to understand that as souls, we choose different battles. We choose different lessons that we have to overcome. And once we understand that, I think you have, I don't know, I just kind of understand everyone a little bit more and why they do the things that they do, if that makes any sense. That doesn't mean I respect the things that they do. That doesn't mean I would ever put up with the shit that they do, but I get it. If that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It takes away this sense or this notion that like there are good people and then there are bad people. Mm-hmm. At least in my opinion.
Yeah.
We are people, and there are people that make bad decisions and do terrible things, and there are people that do great things and exhibit love and are accepting, and it doesn't take away the misery and the painful things of this life. It doesn't take away from the suffering and the changes that need to happen. And we're all sensitive to that right now, what's going on. But man, I mean, just like so much kindness and compassion can go a long way.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it doesn't take any money or anything to be kind. It really doesn't. It just doesn't. Kindness is free and we're all capable of it. And, you know, like I said, we've been wanting to talk about these topics for a while now, but I just feel like it just kind of got so overwhelmed the last couple of weeks where we were just like, let's just do it. Let's just do it because, you know, I am not stating that they are, you know, they don't have spiritual gifts and that they can't do that or whatever, but I'm saying at a marketing business level, shift the way you are trying to get readings.
Yeah. Right.
That's all I'm trying to say. Shift and stop your, messaging.
And stop riding the spiritual wave as if it's trendy. That's the other thing that really like chaps my ass, is like suddenly it's really trendy. There's a difference, what you were saying, between wanting spirituality to be mainstream in the sense that mainstream, it's accepted. It's not looking at someone and being like, oh, they're weird or something's wrong with them, or, you know, it's satanic or something like that. It's just who we, you know, it's just who we are, versus spirituality being trendy at the moment because it's like, I don't know, a thing to do. And honestly, it's, if you think spirituality is trendy, consider, is shadow work trendy? Is that fun too? No, it's fucking hard work. And I personally avoid it until my spirit guides basically bang me over the head and like, you need to acknowledge this and work on this. I mean, likewise, seeing and feeling people's pain and suffering, that's not trendy. It's difficult. It's hard. And the days that I struggle to turn it off, and that my empath brain like just feels for everybody, it's exhausting and it's hard. I mean, and then the people that just like want to take all your energy away and being drained by like energetic vampires, if you will. Mm-hmm. And those people that want to take advantage of you, like that's not trendy.
Right.
It just, people look at it from such a a small perspective. It's like, I'm suddenly seeing too, just like in fashion and clothes, like all this like spiritual mantra crap. And it just really bothers me because I'm like, do you even know what that means?
Right. Have you ever meditated? Like, have you even meditated?
Do you know what it means when someone tells you namaste? Like, do you know what it means to acknowledge the spirit body in someone else as you, as they acknowledge the spirit light in you? Like, it just like, it's sacredness. And so much of the spiritual community also, it comes from indigenous cultures where like it's very, very sacred to them. And for people to suddenly, make it as if it's just like, just another thing, you know, just another like coping strategy is, it just makes it, it bothers me because I'm like, all of this should be honored. You know, all of this should be done with dignity and all of this should be done with the intention of the greatest good for everybody. And, those of you that are in it. Yeah, I know. Those of you that are in it, that are in this path, that are starting this, you're probably aware that this is like a multifaceted journey, right? Like you were saying, Erica, there is a lot of difficult stuff that happens. And if most people knew that that's what it really means to be spiritual, it really, when someone says that I'm spiritual, does that mean that they know that they have to look at themselves in the mirror and acknowledge the shit that they need to take responsibility for and like pain that they've caused other people and the stuff that like, you know, that we need to be working on? It's not just like being one with the earth. It's a lot of hard work and it should be, right?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are, like I said, like there are a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs out there and it's like, it is, it's a fucking trend. And I've just kind of come to a place where it's like, I kind of know the people who are actually on the spiritual path that are doing the work, that are really healing, because when you tap into their aura, you could see, you can literally see like they have an expanded aura and there's a lot of green in it, or purple for me personally. A lot of these people, and it's so funny because it's like, guys, let's use, this is a great intuitive practice and this is what I did. And this is what I do. Anyone can go and buy crystals and buy sage and say that they're spiritual. Anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. But are they really doing it? Are they really doing it? Are they really healing? Are they really healing, or are they just riding the wave of the spirituality trend? That's what I want to know. You know, have you sat with your shadow? Have you cried on your kitchen floor because a memory popped up and you needed to feel the feelings? Have you like, just curious, because this is not, this work sucks.
It does.
It's not fun. It's not fun.
No,
you know,
no, it totally is. And I will share that in my own experience. So I never wanted to do this work. I never started this journey thinking that this would be a business for me, you know, and I never imagined like how this would unfold, but I just kind of surrendered to it and it's become a huge part of my life. And, you know, my husband is aware of, you know, of everything, super supportive. And there was a period of time where it's like the same stuff we would argue about would come back up. And it was always my response to be defensive, to be snappy, to be snide to him, to make little quips and comebacks, because that's the way that I dealt with anger my whole life. And I remember one day he called me on it and was like, if you're so into being spiritual, why aren't you basically taking your own medicine? Why aren't you doing the work to acknowledge where you can be making changes? And I was like, oh shit.
Wow.
This is, you know, it's not always just you realizing that you need to make the changes. Yes, deep down inside, of course I know that like this is a part of myself that I need to work on. But it really slapped me in the face when it's like someone else looks at me and sees how I support and help other people, and they're basically like, you need to be doing that same work. And it was, he was absolutely correct. He's absolutely right. That's hard. Like, that was hard for me to hear from my partner, you know, yeah. And that was hard for me to accept in that moment that I was making choices coming from a place of defensiveness instead of trying to acknowledge what I had said and done and take responsibility for it and really do the work to do better next time instead of just saying, I will do better next time.
Yeah. I've gotten called out by Tony a couple of times. Mm-hmm. We don't realize it. That's just the thing. Like, we don't realize it because it's like the fight or flight reaction. You know what I mean?
Because,
like,
we're human.
Right. Yeah. We're human. And I will. I am the first one to say, like, I will get very reactive with some things that trigger me. And I will, you know, I've been known to, like, say some things that were hurtful and everything. And he's called me out a couple times where it's like, whoa, like, you know, like, you and you have to honor that. You kind of have to, like, say, like, you have to give your husband credit or whoever is triggering you credit because that's a flashlight being put into a place within you that needs to be healed.
Yep. Big time. And but what does it say about me if I'm not going to do the work then, you know? Right.
Exactly. Exactly. We're never going to tell our husbands to listen to this podcast, but
skip over this episode.
No, but it really is. It's like, are you walking the walk? Are you doing your own healing? You're sitting, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm very aware of that. And that I'm really, really aware of that now is, like, if I'm claiming to be a healer, a psychic medium, a mentor, or whatever, I have to be on my game when it comes to my own personal healing. I have to be. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I refuse to be a hypocrite. I'm going to face my shadow head on, and I'm going to heal when something comes up that I need to heal. And the same with Hannah, you know what I mean? It's like, we are very aware of our own healing. Maybe we do. Maybe we wait until our guides are, like, screaming at us to actually deal with it, but we know we need to heal it. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My guides are like, listen, if you're not going to listen to me, then I'm going to bring your husband in here and we're going to do this right now. You're going to listen to him. Shit.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Fine.
Yeah. I know. It's like, do we really need to bring him in? Do we really?
Yeah. Okay. Right. I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do the work.
Exactly. And it does work. And it does. We do get called out, and it's like, okay, you're right. You're right. I think he called me out a couple of weeks ago or something. Cause I got, first off, okay, guys, I'm the first one to say, like, Corona, having children at home, having to be a teacher, all of the shit that we are dealing with right now. Like, I am human. And I, like, a couple of weeks ago, he called me out for something. Cause I was just really stressed. I was just really not in a good place energetically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. And that's, I know my triggers. I kind of shut down. Like, that's what I do. Like, I just don't talk. I just walk around with a puss face on, but you know, I've realized that and I'm working on it, but it really is. Healing is not linear. It is a lifelong process.
Yeah. And what would be the point to life if we weren't trying to be better?
Right.
You know, and that means that we sometimes trip along the way. But our intention is always to grow.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that the best thing that you can invest in is yourself, in your own healing, your own journey, your own personal growth, because nobody can ever take that away from you. No one.
Yep.
Your crystals can be taken away. The courses you take can be, you know, vanish and everything. I really have learned that, like, the time and the effort and the energy that you put into your own personal and spiritual growth will always, always, always come with massive rewards. Always.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah. So I, you know, thank you for being the bad guy with me this episode.
Hey, it wasn't that bad.
It really wasn't that bad. It really wasn't that bad. I meditated beforehand because I was like, I would get really reactive, just like,
yeah,
Right.
All good.
See, guys, we're human. We're human.
it's just the advice. If you guys are looking to work with someone, just follow your heart on it. I mean, it sounds really, really dumb, but it's true. Listen to mm-hmm. what your heart's telling you. If it's pulling you towards someone because you feel a strong connection with them, like you feel like you really want to work with Erica because something inside you is like pulling you towards them. Listen to that, you know, whatever it is, or if it's me or if it's someone else, like go to where you feel led. Don't listen to someone on social media or the internet or whatever. And if you don't vibe with them, but you feel like you need to listen to them because they're posturing as like, you know, an expert or a psychic medium of, you know, the 100th generation or whatever it is, but you don't feel a connection with them.
Right.
Keep scrolling. They're not for you.
Right. Absolutely. And I really truly believe that. And I've said it before. It's like, all I'm going to do is put out content. I'm going to try to make people laugh. I'm going to do some intuitive exercises. I'm going to be as vulnerable as I can be. And I really truly have manifested some of like my soulmate clients. I really have.
Yeah.
And that's because my intention is always to just help and to just be my, you know, be myself, be my, you know, speak my authentic truth. And it really does. It really comes because there's, you know, you can attract people that aren't on your wavelength. And I think mm-hmm. that when you just show up being authentically you, you're going to attract people that are on your wavelength. Absolutely. Because yeah. I really have, like, I have been absolutely blessed with everybody in the Modern Mystic Society and my one-on-one clients. And just go with someone who you're guided to. Like, seriously, that makes you feel good, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's really all we can say. You know, just because someone's a psychic medium or whatever the case may be, and you want to develop your gifts or whatever the case may be, you know, there has to be some sort of a connection. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So guys, it's always a pleasure. Hannah, it's always a pleasure. Oh yeah. We have to do, oh my God, it's already mid-August.
I'll be back.
You'll be back.
See you in a couple weeks.
Bye guys.